Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This hour, it's just me. I'm going to be talking about some tips that I've written down for the book, and I'll share them with you. And if you'd like to call in, if you've got some questions about it, or if you'd like to vote for which one of us has been banned from Walmart, please give us a call. Joanne in Delaware, welcome. You're on with me, Vin Fennelli.
Thank you for taking my call, Vince. I just find you a valuable resource, your broadcast, and those of your trainers. So I'm a frequent listener and first-time caller. One of the things I was interested in is your thoughts about establishing a community of people with like values and so forth that can help support one another in the future. You know, based on what's going on in the United States, and so that's part of the reason I'm calling.
Yes, I know that you have sent me a bunch of emails, and I have tried many times to call you, and I sent you an email saying what I get is a fast busy. So
yes.
I've tried different days, different phones. I cannot get through to you. I don't know why, but I can't. So I'm glad you called. It's not that I didn't want to talk with you. It's just I couldn't. So about this village, and I don't use the word community because it connotates communism.
Right.
So this village is a really tough thing to do, and I'll tell you why. A couple years ago, I found 640 acres, which is a square mile, so a mile by a mile. And it was magnificent. It was wooded. It had a stream running through. It had one way in, one way out. And we could have bought it for, let's say, bought and sold parcels. For 2, 5, 10, 20 acre parcels for, let's say, between $1,200 and $1,500 an acre. The road, the dirt road was already in place. The surveying was already done. The infrastructure was in. Underground utilities were in. It was pretty impressive. I couldn't get enough people involved to do it. I would have had to outlay about $1 million to get this thing underway. And there was just not enough people who would say, I am in, I am absolutely in, where do I sign up, where do I write the check, how do I write the check, and I want to come see it. Not one person sent me an email or called me or contacted me in any way saying, when can I look at it? Not one. And in that same line of thinking, I mentioned, let's just give it one more shot, because people are saying to us, you know, they love the meetups, even though they threw us out. They love the expos as well. And people from as many as 44 states and 6 countries came to our expos.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one expo, 44 states and six countries. It was impressive. And you get a chance to meet us. But I can't do that anymore because the government runs those big venues, and they don't like our message. So there's no venue I know of that's privately owned that will have us that will work. So the only thing that's left is that if we buy the property and we have it on our own property, and when I say we, I mean those of us in our class, the instructors who would want to buy a piece of it. I'm not going to buy all of it and say, here it is. Y'all have fun. No, everybody's going to have to step up and contribute. And I'm not talking about a lot of money, so I'm thinking you buy an acre out of, let's say we get a couple hundred acres, and we get 100 people who are interested in this. This would be it could be a plan B. It could even be a plan A. If you want to drill a well, fine. If you want to have a village well, fine. A village workshop, a village meeting center, village animals. I mean, we could all work together. And it absolutely could work because USA Prepares faculty is smart enough. And the USA Prepares students are smart enough to pull this off. But how many people do you think have responded so far as you have, Joanne?
I don't know. But apparently not very many, which is surprising to me because when you mention it, and I basically, you know, started listening to your show and or your broadcast in the last year, so I haven't been privy to a lot of the information that you may have shared previously, but I think it's a wonderful idea.
Well, you're the only one.
What?
Yeah.
I'm like... I find that unbelievable, quite honestly.
Literally, I am not exaggerating. You are the only person who is interested. Now, if I were in the business of selling something, I would say, you know, if I were immoral, as most marketeers are, hurry, 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 you know, there's only a few left. We've sold thousands. It's just you and me. It's just you and me. And this land that I mentioned, this 1 square mile, 640 acres, is now not viable. It has been cut down. It's a moonscape. All the timber has been cut off it, and now it's worthless. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's been destroyed. But there's other properties, and we could do it. We really could. But there would be rules, Joanne. And here's what I'm saying. When I was at the meetup, everybody had their cell phones, and I just couldn't stop it. And I said, look, there are a lot of things I'd like to say, but I absolutely will not say them if you guys are going to have your cell phones, because they can be turned on, I can be recorded, you can be recorded. I will not have it. But people will not put their cell phones down. And I mentioned that, and there was a comment on the Internet. Cell phones, oh, I'm in withdrawal already. Really? So that would be a rule. Ned, would you be able to live with that? Is it just you and
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely. I have a cell phone that I basically purchased for, you know, the purpose of emergency, say if I'm out on the road and stuff. But I don't like them either, and I'm highly insulted if I'm socializing with someone or out for dinner and they pull out their cell phone. It just really, I think we're very much aligned on that. I can't stand them.
Let me just share a few of the rules as I see them initially.
Okay.
And I haven't fleshed this out yet. But I believe that every one of us should already have a gun. Let's say a rifle, a pistol, or a shotgun, or all three. Every one of us who would be part of this village would know how to use them, at least at some level. Do you think that's reasonable? Okay. Do you think it's reasonable that every one of us would have some kind of skill that he or she would be pretty good at? Now, a skill could be, you could be a gardener, you could be a plumber, you could be an electrician, you could be a historian, you could be a teacher, you could be an auto mechanic, you could be a welder, you could be a heavy equipment operator, you could be interested and be knowledgeable in the sciences, or the mathematics, be willing to teach at a village school, because I'm sure there would be a lot of interest in homeschooling. Do you have a skill that you would bring to the party?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to share with us what that is right now?
Well, some of what I've done, I basically have a master's level and degree, but, you know, I've worked in corporate America, and I've actually done training. I've also done strategic sourcing, strategic planning. My hobby is gardening and basically, you know, teaching myself how to repair various things. You know, I was very close to my father, and he was kind of the jack of all trades, and so he taught me about mechanics. I changed my own oil on my car and things like that. So I'm the type of person that I don't think, you know, obviously I have limitations physically because of my strength level, but I don't let something that is a challenge stand in my way. If I want to do something or learn something bad enough, I figure out a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we had a, let's say a that building that I'm talking about, the meeting center for our little village, if we had a house of worship, but it was not denominational, it was not Roman Catholic, it was not First, Second, Third, Fifth Baptist, or Presbyterian, or Dutch Reformed, or whatever, would that be okay with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, that would be, all the things that I'm talking about are fine with me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what about manners? Would you be supporting teaching the young people in the village about manners?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I feel people are really missing in that department today.
Mm-hmm. So I would really like to see this village. I think it would be wonderful. I think, how do you feel about this? So let's say we had 200 acres. Let's just pick that number. Because this is doable. And 200 acres, we could probably, now it's going to be $300,000. So do you think that, well, let's use you for example. Would you be willing to buy one of those acres and also pay for an amount of common area? Because if it costs us $300,000, the money has to come from somewhere. So would you be willing to put in your equal share along with everyone else, so that we'd have a common area for the gardening, the buildings, the workshops, the tools, the equipment that we don't have that we might need? Would you be willing to do that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you find anything wrong with this plan so far?
No.
Okay. How about the governance of this village? How do you think it should be governed? A democracy, a dictatorship, a representative republic, everybody gets anarchy. And I don't mean chaos. I mean anarchy means without rule, no rule whatsoever. We all just do our own thing. How do you think that should be?
I think the way, you know, our government was set up, representative type situation, constitutional republic, kind of under, you know, those basically guidelines.
Joanne, I'm trying to figure out where I need to send the check to pay you for this. Because you are saying exactly what I had on my mind. Okay, this is the original plan, that it would be a representative republic, because some people might come in and not know enough in order to make it happen and might vote the wrong way to the disadvantage of the whole. And I would like to see the whole survival, but I do not survive, but I don't want to see a dictatorship. However, if I'm going to stick my neck out and do this, I would like it to be a representative republic. But if the thing goes off kilter, off course, awry, I would like to have the veto authority say no. And here's why no. I would like to do that if I'm going to put in all this effort. But I do not want to be a dictator. I would like leaders to arise to the calling, if you will. And that's what USA Prepares really is. USA Prepares is nothing more than a group of individuals whom I've given the term faculty, people who volunteer, nobody gets paid. We all are passionate about what we do. We do our best to show up on time, be prepared, and share. That's what we do. And that's what we would like to do in this village. However, we would be looked at by the GDP as a bunch of wackos and weirdos. And that's okay with me, because I'm already looked at that way. Joanne, would you like to hold through the commercial break?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Gather your questions and thoughts about the village, and I will do my best to answer them. Joanne is with us from the First State. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just a quick update as to why we're talking about building this village. Colt just suspended the production of civilian AR-15 rifles, black rifles. And gun makers all over the country are being sued by people who feel that deaths are a result of the manufacturing of those guns. I guess it's okay to use them in war, and it's okay to kill lots of people, but if some civilians are killed, then it's not okay. Just as an aside, there's a company that manufactured gas cans. They were sold at Walmart and other places. Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z, is the company. They had 60 to 70% of the market, the red gas can, plastic gas can market. While they're out of production, they are out of business. Why? Because they've been sued by so many of their customers. Why? Because some customers were burned by pouring gasoline on fires. So naturally, you sue the gas can manufacturing company, and now they're out of business. So the very best gas cans in the world are not being manufactured. And so the lawyers and customers have ganged up on these big companies, and they can have an impact. So Colt stopped manufacturing AR-15s for the civilian market. Pretty serious. So what are we going to do about it? Well, let's talk about one other thing. There's a topical depression, Imelda. And Texas has declared a state of emergency in 13 counties. Over 30 inches of rain has fallen. There's immense flooding. Beaumont, Texas, 3 feet of rain. So what would we do What would we do to protect ourselves from that? Well, obviously, we're not going to build below a dam. We are going to build in a hilly area where water runs downhill. We're going to build where there's plenty of groundwater. We're going to build where we can have solar, so the village would have a solar farm. It will have the inverter and the solar controllers to control the electricity going into the battery bank. People would be required to be judicious in their use of electricity. People would not be allowed to waste anything. Those are some of the rules. Joanne, how do you feel about that?
I'm on board. I agree with all those principles. I don't waste anything. You know, just whether it's food or clothing or whatever, you know, I'm a firm advocate of not wasting anything and, you know, repurposing things rather than just throw them in the trash heap. So I embrace those principles. And nothing you've said so far is anything that I would disagree with. So,
okay. What questions do you have?
I guess my main concern is in a village such as this, I believe in fairness and that everyone should pull his or her own weight. And I realize, you know, it'll be different strengths and so forth. But, you know, to me, it's like you said, if I'm going to put in the effort, I believe that everyone else involved should put in the same amount of effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a thought that in society today, a doctor's time is worth more than a plumber's time, and a plumber's time is worth more than someone who washes the dishes. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. However, in this village, it's not going to be like that. An hour is an hour, regardless of whose life it is. So a doctor doesn't get to work for 10 minutes compared to 5 hours of someone else's work. That's not going to happen. Everybody works. And this isn't like a concentration camp. This is all voluntary, and anybody can leave. But not everybody can join. There would be an interview process. I would start the initial interviews, and I would ask questions to determine the intent, the interest, and the commitment. And, you know, when I was interviewed for an early job in my career, the boss said, the prospective boss said, "So what do you see this, what do you see your job as if we were to hire you?" And I said, "Well, I see my job as making you look good." And he kind of was stunned by that. Now, that is the same answer I would expect from a candidate for this village. Not making me look good, but making the village look good.
Right.
So each person would do his or her best 100% of the time, unless, you know, not feeling well. I would expect 100%, no slackers, no goof-offs. Please hold through the break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 2020 field of Democrats running for the White House has contracted again, as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced he's dropping out of that race.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time.
De Blasio speaking a short time ago on MSNBC, national polls showed him stuck with just about 1% support. The focus of a whistleblower complaint against President Trump appears to be Ukraine, a relationship House Democrats were already interested in, looking into whether Trump or his attorney Rudy Giuliani tried to manipulate that nation into helping the president's re-election campaign. President Trump's hosting the Aussie Prime Minister at the White House at this hour, the two men about to hold a joint news conference. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Joanne from the First State and I are talking about the village that I've started talking about. And would you like to be part of a village? Well, yesterday I was hot and tired, and the last thing I wanted to do was repair our hay mower. It was a difficult challenge. The parts didn't seem to fit exactly as easily as they might. So I asked Mrs. Fennelly to help me in the shop, and and press in a universal joint for the mower. Well, she helped me, and then she was relieved by our son, and 30 minutes later, we finished the job. Well, John Deere's price for the universal joint was between $84 and $140. And I said, there's no way, absolutely no way I would consider paying that. Well, our son did some research, and he found a great replacement part for $23. So we were successful and put that in. And why am I mentioning that? Well, because that's what it's going to be like. It's going to be like finding other ways of making things work. Okay? And as far as this village is concerned, I'm not going to make it easy for those who want to know more about it. And they can listen, of course. But if they're interested in participating, I want barriers to entry. Because if it's easy, anybody would do it. And I don't want lazy people surrounding the village or being part of the village. I don't want that. And I know you don't as well. So what? How would you find out about it? Well, you could dial the number. We'll even pay for the call. And that's 866-582-9933. You can call us, just as Joanne did. And so might you be nervous? Maybe. I can understand being nervous calling on a national broadcast. All right. Well, get over it. Okay, if being nervous about calling into a radio broadcast is preventing you from being part of the village, you don't belong here anyway. Okay, because it's going to get way harder than that. That's nothing compared to what life is going to be like. I'm talking about hot, heavy, far, painful. That's what it's going to be like, and that's what survival is like. Because if you listen to any of these commercials on any of the broadcasts that are in the preparedness aisle, if you want to call it that, you'll see that they talk about going backwards. Primitive things like, survival tools, sling bows. Sling bow is primitive compared to a semi-automatic Colt AR-15, right? We're talking about making fires and cooking. We're talking about hunting, fishing, canning. We're talking about lots of work. And that's what it's going to be like. It's not going to be better. It's going to be much more difficult. Joanne, is that the way you see it as well?
I do, because a lot of things will not be available. As I shared with you through an email, I'm actively looking at off-the-grid properties. And it's an education in terms of an adjustment to your lifestyle. For one thing, your use of electricity. You better learn to live with less because of at least some of the properties I looked at. So, I recognized right away that there's going to be an adjustment to lifestyle, and some of the conveniences that we're used to will no longer be available.
Joanne, you don't have to answer any of these questions. If you don't want to, just say, I don't want to. How many are there in your family that would be part of this off-grid situation?
Two at the moment. There may be others, have a chance to speak with them about it.
Okay. Do you have a budget in mind that you'd be willing to spend for that location? You're talking about off-grid.
Do have a budget?
I know I'm asking personal questions, and there's a reason why.
Like the one I looked at yesterday on 10 acres is being marketed. It's a small two-bedroom, one-bath home, and it was going for like $139,500 in rural Pennsylvania. But I can go above that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you can go above that. Not much, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You could have 80 acres with a small pond, almost, I would say, 95% wooded. You could cut down trees if you wanted and sell the wood to build a house. It's 80 acres is 1/4 mile by 1/2 mile, so it's pretty big. And there are deer, wild animals on this. You could, if you cut down some trees, you could build a garden just the way it is. If you cut down a few trees, you could set up your solar array. There's a living quarters on the place with a well right now and a lagoon. and the taxes would be less than $200 per year. Does that sound like it would work?
I was going to say consider it sold.
Okay. Well, yeah, I will contact you. Okay. Well, I've walked the entire property.
Mm-hmm.
If you decided to do that, you would be my neighbor.
Oh, my goodness. That would be nice.
You would live literally across the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's say the road is 40 feet wide, you know, including the ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk across the road, and there it is. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely magnificent. I mean, magnificent.
Great, yeah.
I'm not. Yeah, and you could move in. It's not for sale, but I know the owner. And I've shown this property a couple times. There are a couple of our class who are interested in seeing it, and I've walked the properties as recently as maybe, a year ago. And they loved it. They said, this is awesome. It's a 10 out of 10. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you wanted to make it right for you, you'd have to build whatever you wanted. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And whether that be a log cabin or a... just drop a manufactured home on there, or build an underground, what might be called an earth home, or a basement home.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it relatively inexpensively. You do not need building permits. You do not need wiring permits. You do not need plumbing permits. You just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that? You don't have to ask anybody. You don't have to submit your plans to anybody. There's nobody to approve them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dog catcher. There's really, I live in the Wild West, and
mm-hmm.
I would love it, and we can still build the village, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for others, you know, we could still build that village. I think you would be grinning from ear to ear if you are willing to, and there's a trailer on the property right now,
mm-hmm.
and the trailer is livable. It's got a wood stove, and it's got electricity, and, you know, plumbing, heating, electricity. It's got everything you need, but it's not new. And what you'd probably do is live in that while you built your ideal, whatever it is you want to build. And there's nobody to tell you that it's too big, too small, the color's not right, the architecture's not right. There's nobody here to tell you anything. You just do whatever you want. And then when you're done building whatever you want, then you sell the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And someone will just hook it up, put some tires and wheels under it, and haul it away. So it's got everything you need, including
mm-hmm.
electricity. But that's close to the road, meaning the trail is close to the road. I think you'd be impressed. I'll talk to you about, somehow I'll send you an email.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my phone, but I'm getting calls, you know, from other local and long distance callers, so I'm not sure what's going on with it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've got a few extensions throughout the house. I just said, I'll double check, make sure everything is turned off, or, you know, basically can receive calls. But yeah, I mean, I would like to see it. In fact, I'm considering now doing a cross country trip the end of this month or early October, and
okay.
I'd actually be going through Missouri. So
okay, well then it's not for sale, but
mm-hmm.
it would be for sale, and I know the owner.
Mm-hmm.
I've known him for 15 years, and I know he would consider selling it. And it would have to be a non-complicated transaction. It would have to be something where it would not be contingent on anything. He would just buy it. And that's the way we bought our farm here in Missouri. It was simply, you know, we couldn't say, well, it depends on obtaining financing, plus it depends on selling this, you know, second home, plus the third home, plus the main home, plus, you know, a deposit from parents. None of that. It has to be a straight-up cash transaction. And you
mm-hmm.
could arrange your own financing, but it would have to be something like that. And I guarantee you will be grinning from ear to ear and impressed. And as a matter of fact, you don't need to do any more looking. If what I've already described to you is something that you would like,
mm-hmm.
literally, I'm not kidding, you do not need to do any more looking. You will want this if
mm-hmm.
you're willing to build.
Mm-hmm.
And hardly anybody is. But I think you are the person because you have indicated that this is the kind of lifestyle that you want. Now, there's no 911. If you have to call 911 and minutes are important,
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've seen already that basically the police are not here for our protection anyway, so what's the point? It's like some people asking for assistance end up getting shot by the police, so it's rather frightening.
Do you think that the things that we say on USA Prepares, I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about all of us, are true? Does it seem like we tell the truth?
Yes.
Are we different from other broadcasts? Are we alone in what we say?
To some degree. I mean, other than, you know, anyone outside of independent media and you know, most of the RBN broadcasters, I think, are more truth-oriented than what we're going to hear on, you know, typical media with regard to NBC's, you know, basically all those different communication sources. I just think that we're not really getting an account of what's really occurring. It's very skewed.
Well, I can tell you this, that some of the broadcasts, if you listen to RBN and GCN, some of the broadcasters have been to our farm. They have names like Dr. Joel Wallach. He's been here. And when I say, I'm talking about not just for, hey, how you doing, got to go. I'm talking about to sit down, have dinner, you know, that kind of thing, at least. So Dr. Joel Wallach, John Moore, who's a broadcaster on RBN, he's been here. John Stadtmiller, John Moore and John Stadtmiller have been here many times. Larry Pratt, former CEO of Gun Owners of America, he's been here. I mean, there's a lot of people have been here and kind of like what we do. So I'm not saying that you would be surrounded by USA Preparers people all the time, but you would certainly be welcomed by the USA Preparers faculty, and any of the events and things that we do, you would certainly be welcome to. And I got to tell you, it is the coolest thing. I am the most fortunate guy on the planet because of the friendships that have been established over the years via USA Preparers. It is... I know most of the faculty. I mean, very well. Kyle, I've never met, but I know him. Gwyneth, I've never met, but I know her. Margaret, I've never met, but I know her. And please hold through the commercial announcements, and I'd like to hear whatever questions you have, and I'll do my best to answer them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Joanne in the First State, and I will be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Joanne, if you feel the need to be entertained, go to the movies, go to restaurants, things like that, theater, this is not for you. If you're afraid of the dark, this is not for you. If you're afraid of outside noises, things that you haven't heard outside, this is not for you. If you feel that you need lots of Facebook likes, this is not for you. If you are addicted to social media, this is not for you. If you need a high-paying job with public transportation, this is not for you. If attacked, if your thought is to run and hide, this is not for you. So, and I'm being very upfront and frank. That's what this kind of a lifestyle is like. If you hear noises that you've never heard before, you'll become used to it. But if that's frightening, and you don't think you can overcome that fear, this will not work. If you're afraid of the dark, and you're not willing to overcome that, this will not work, because there are no lights here. There are no street lights. We don't have a paved road, and we don't have curbs, and we don't have sidewalks. And if you don't want your trash picked up, you don't have to. And, and if you do want it, you have to pay for it. That'll be like $7, maybe $14 a month for once a week trash pickup. So, you know, that's what this is like. What questions do you have of me?
Well, with regard to that, the property I just looked at, you know, has a lot of wildlife on the property, including bears and snakes and things like that. So, you know, basically, that doesn't concern me as much as the federal bureaucracy does. So, if you know, get a glimpse at what my mindset is. And part of the motivation for me to look at this property is I want to get out of congested, developed areas and go somewhere where there's no noise and light pollution and things like that, because it's just, you know, I just feel closer to nature when I'm in places like that. And I've done, you know, a lot of hiking and camping and things like that. So, you know, I can live without the movies. In fact, you know, I haven't gone to a theater in years, so it's not something that I would miss. So that's basically my mindset.
Joanne, you sound like you're just like us.
You know, I grew up with a father that could do everything in terms of, you know, all the trades, and he hunted, he fished, and I was the only daughter, and the way he treated me was that he kind of treated me special because I was the daughter, but anything I showed an interest in, he enjoyed teaching me. We went fishing together a lot, and, you know, some of my best memories are doing things with him like that. So he taught me, you know, and he didn't baby me. You know, I had to bait my own hood. When we got back, I had to clean the fish and all the other things. So it kind of like, if you want to learn, then you're really going to learn how to do everything. So I kind of grew up with that mindset, and, you know, they provided the necessary items for us. But when we wanted something outside of that, his first question to us was, how are you going to earn it? So that's sort of how I was raised.
How do your siblings and outlaws feel about this kind of a lifestyle?
Well, both my brothers are independent business owners. My one brother is a plumber. My other is basically a building contractor. So they're very frustrated with what's going on with all the rules and regulations and that sort of thing. And everything they've had, they've earned themselves. So, you know, and we've never received or asked for handouts. Basically, you know, I'm first generation on my father's side, and all they wanted was an opportunity to you know, basically better themselves. So that's the mindset that I'm part of.
Okay, what questions do you have for me?
I don't have any questions other than, you know, if I communicate to you when I go through that area, I actually would be interested in seeing this property so I can check in advance in terms of the availability to look at it.
Sure, we'll make that happen. I'll try to communicate with you over the telephone. I'll try again this weekend, and if that right. doesn't work, I'll give you my phone number, which is something I don't do anymore, but I'll make an exception.
And one of the things I wanted to share with you, I have learned a lot and appreciate the wealth of knowledge with all your instructors. And I'm also a huge fan of Rich Sheban. I like his mindset. In fact, I purchased this book and I'm halfway through it, so I'm reading it right now.
Which book is that?
The book on that he published on basically his lifestyle and why he chose it and so forth. I'm trying to think of the title.
Rich Sheban, you mean?
Rich Sheban, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rich Sheban will be back in a couple of weeks, yeah. Rich Sheban's been at the farm, to our farm also, and that's the way he lives. He really lives like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's, I'd like to go a little farther. I'd like to have running water that's with a pressure tank. I don't want to fill up the tank every day, but yeah, you can. I've counseled Rich Sheban on things that he can do, and I've helped him with, you know, some things that I would suggest he do to improve
mm-hmm.
his system. Joanne, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate the call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.